من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained of two particular major gunas, that is of devouring, taking any person's wealth, money, etc., property in a wrong way, by stealing it, by zulm, by forcing that person to give it, etc. And also the respect and honor and taking the life of anyone committing suicide. Besides that, from the beginning of the surah, Surah An-Nisa, Allah has explained all the very many haram things, and that was in the previous ayat. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that besides the major sins, there are many minor sins also. But however, this is a great favor also of Allah Ta'ala, so much so that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, of the five ayats of the Quran which I love more than dunya and akhirat, this is one of those ayats. That ayat is, in tajtanibu kabair. Agar tum bachte rahoge un cheezo se jo guna mein bari hai. If you keep on staying away from the major sins, ma tun hauna anhu, jo humne tum par tumko mana kiya, that which we have commanded you to stay away from. That is all the major sins which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to stay away from. If a person does that, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, to hum maaf kar denge tumse choti gunah tumhare. Then we will forgive all your minor sins. It's a promise from Allah Ta'ala that if you keep away from the major sins, then we will forgive you all your minor sins and وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا اور داخل کریں گے تم کو عزت کے مقام میں. And we will enter you into the places of great respect and honor, that is the place of Jannat. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy for us that we must just stay away from the major sins, which is not so difficult, and then all the minor sins to stay away from, which is difficult. At every moment you must be on your guard, and even small minor sins you must not commit. But you stay away from the major sins, and it's Allah's promise that I will forgive you all your minor sins. And not only that, then I will enter you into the beautiful gardens of Jannah. So the major sins which are mentioned, they are defined as those sins in which Allah Ta'ala in the Quran or in the Hadith, severe warnings of Allah's punishment has come. That Allah is totally unhappy with that, that there are great punishments and great warnings of them. Those are termed the major sins. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about the major sins. He said they are from 7 to 70. Ulama have written kitabs on the subject, which are all the major sins, like to disbelieve in Allah, to make kufr, to make shirk with Allah, to join partners with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, not to perform the faraiz, namaz, roza, zakat, etc., to lie, to backbite, to make ghibat, etc. All the gunas have been outlined. Those are the major gunas. If you stay away from them, then Allah will forgive all your minor sins. So the sins which a person commits, ulama have written, there are three basic reasons why a person commits sins. So if we try and remedy that of us, which is not difficult, then a person will easily stay away from sin. The first is ittiba'a hawa, that a person follows his desires. That he, just whatever he desires, he does. If a desire comes to look at a woman, he looks at her. The desire comes to speak a lie, he speaks a lie. Any desire which comes in his heart, to eat anything, to go anywhere, just to follow one's desires. Our desires did not create us. our desires don't sustain us, we are not going to return to our desires. Allah alone is our creator, sustainer, and to whom we are going to return. So if we think like that, then we won't follow our desires. Our desires are not going to reward us in any way for what we do to make ourselves happy. What we do to make Allah happy, then Allah will reward tremendously. The second is the love of dunya. That is another major cause of many, many other sins, major, major sins also. And the remedy for that also is very, very easy. A person just needs a few seconds, not even a minute, to think at least once a day that this dunya is so temporary, is so little. Just between 60 and 70 years is the life of this dunya for me, whereas my life of akhirat is forever and ever and ever. Let me not sell my akhirat for this small, totally insignificant, useless enjoyment gain of this dunya. The enjoyments of akhirat are so superior, so superior. Whatever type of enjoyment a person can think of this dunya, whether it is in food, whether it is in housing, whether it is in woman, all that is much more superior in Jannah, and there in Jannah without any of the negative things. There will be no illnesses in Jannah. There will be no accidents in Jannah. There will be no fights and arguments in Jannah. So that is what I must make my object, not this dunya. So that remedy is also very easy. And the third is to look at anyone else besides Allah. That is, we think to make the people happy, to think that our needs will be fulfilled by other things, other people besides Allah. There also the remedy is very easy, that Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, each one knows it is above everything, that we just have to turn to Allah. Allah in the whole Quran Sharif has explained His great, great power and His great, great qudrat, that how He controls the whole world, and the world with all its forces and might can do absolutely nothing to Allah Ta'ala. So if a person remedies these three basic things, he will easily stay away not only from the major sins, from the minor sins also. That we should not follow our desires, we should follow the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not be engrossed in the love of dunya, but look at the everlasting life of akhirat. And keep our eyes not on anyone or anything besides Allah, keep our eyes only on Allah Ta'ala. For that, a little bit of effort in the form of making islah of our nafs is required. If we go through that process, then for life we will enjoy the fruit of it, and we will make our great, great earnings for the akhirat. So in this small ayat, Allah has given us great, great lesson, and we should try our utmost to completely stay away from all the major sins. And Allah in His great mercy has promised, if you do that, all your minor sins I will forgive, and I will enter you into the great gardens of bliss and enjoyment of Jannah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.